So last week we were looking in the book of Romans, and in Romans chapter 12, we know in verse number 2 that Paul says, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and do not be conformed to this world. So we're not to adapt, we're not to in any way conform ourselves or become like the world, or try to adapt or mold ourselves to the world. And we're not supposed to try to be Christians that can be like the world. We are believers in Jesus Christ. So we're not supposed to conform or be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then Paul goes on, and we've been reading verses 9 through 18. And through those verses, he's telling us this is the behavior that we should have as Christians. And again, this is the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul. So this is the Lord letting us know this is the behavior that should be demonstrated through each one of our lives. And as we read through these, and we'll look at these here in just a second, as you read through these, you say, well, that's really good, but boy, I don't know how I could ever live up to those kind of standards. Well, the truth of the matter is, because Jesus dwells within you, you and I can live up to those standards because his nature is in us. We can make the choice to either live according to his nature or live according to the nature of the flesh. It's our choice. But Jesus would not ask us to do something or tell us a standard of how we should live and represent him without giving us the strength and the ability to live to that standard. So let's read verses 9 through 18. This is the behavior that's expected for us. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Continually steadfastly in prayer. Distributing to the needs of the saints. Given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So this is the behavior that Paul is telling us that we should have as believers. Now we've looked at verses 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Let's look at verse number 14 in specific. And this again, we've already seen that we're supposed to consider others better than ourselves. We're supposed to love without hypocrisy, so we love in the same way that Jesus loved us. We love in that same way. We're supposed to be diligent in serving the Lord. We're supposed to be always maintaining hope, steadfast in hope, regardless of what we see. We're supposed to have that heart that gives to others, gives to the needs, that distributes what God has entrusted to us as stewards. We distribute that to others. This is what we've learned so far. Now in verse number 14, Paul goes on to tell us to bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Again, this goes against the nature of the flesh. And probably the most evident way we can see this, I think there's more circumstances of road rage. I think one of the areas in our lives that we most demonstrate what our nature is and what our character is when we're in the car and when we're driving. Because when we're driving in the car, we do kind of feel like we're isolated. We feel like we are in the safety of our own little moving cocoon of our car. So we feel like we're separated from everybody else. And because we have that separation, we do feel empowered to perhaps act and react in ways that we otherwise would not. It's the same kind of philosophy that we have, or the same kind of action that comes from us on social media. Because you're in a cocoon or a bubble of protection. You're not looking at the individual. If you write something in social media or you say something, you're not looking at the people who are hearing it. And you're not looking at the people that you maybe are saying things that you wouldn't say or speak if you were looking at that individual face-to-face or standing with them. In fact, you would probably say things, in general, to the mass audiences that you wouldn't say if you were in front of just a general population of people. We're more apt to say things without filters on social media than we are if we're actually with people, because we feel that safety of separation and somewhat of isolation. Well, that same thing's taking place when we're driving. We feel like we're kind of isolated, so we behave in ways that we otherwise probably would not. Social mores would keep us, and social pressure would keep us from saying things and doing things if you're with people than if you're in the safety of the bubble of your car or social media. Understand what I'm saying? So it's when we're in social media and speaking, or when we're in the car. I think these are two of the times that we can probably get the best evidence of where we're at and our own nature and our own character, and if our character needs a little bit of adjustment. Because it's when we're in that safety, when we feel like we can, we don't have the filters, and since we're not really seeing someone directly or somewhat separated from them, we feel like we can express things or express ourselves that we otherwise would not. So when the Bible tells us here in verse number 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Read that in the Amplified Bible. It says, bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude towards you, bless and do not curse them. This is the kind of behavior that we're expected to have. Now, reality is, think about it when you're on the car, or think about it when you're writing on social media, Facebook or Twitter, or whatever form of social media you utilize. If you see somebody say something that you don't like or is contrary to your beliefs, on social media, you're more apt to put out a response which is maybe harsh or is judgmental or is strongly voicing an opinion or maybe even being critical of someone else that you wouldn't do if you were right in front of that person or right in front of people in general. If you're driving in your car and somebody cuts you off, you're more likely to say things, honk your horn, maybe give some gestures, cut them off, do something to reciprocate. You're more likely to do those things than if somebody said something to you just face to face. So it's in those times and in those circumstances, and this is what I would ask us to do. Think about when you're driving. If somebody is uncivil to you, if somebody is rude to you, if somebody is thoughtless or takes advantage of you or disregards you, if somebody treats you poorly in the car, what is your normal response? Do you yell? Do you do something to retaliate? Do you speak words that are words like curses to them? Do you actually even curse them? Now, the word curse here means something more than what we're talking about cursing, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But what is the response that you give? Just ask yourself that question. Because it's in those moments when we don't have those filters because we feel like we're in the safety of separation. That's where we can see what our character is. Because our character is unfiltered. Now, if you think about how you respond in social media or how you respond when somebody treats you rudely in traffic while driving, think about your responses. Do your responses line up with what Paul is telling us here in verse number 14, where he says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse? Do my responses add up? Because those are just two examples of when I don't have those filters, and so my character is going to be on display. Not just for the world, but it's on display for me. And I need to look at my character and say, does my character match up with what Paul is telling me here through the Holy Spirit? Because the expectation that God has for me is that I'm going to live up to the standard that he has. Does my character, which is demonstrated in social media and while I'm driving, those are just areas where it's easy to see what my character is. I can't hide it. I can't disguise it. I can deceive myself and I can hide things from myself. Just in normal life. But in those moments, my true character comes out. If I look at what my true character is, do I like that character? And does that character line up with the Word of God? Now, I don't say that in any way to be condemning, because you shouldn't condemn yourself because of that. If I realize, and listen, I've been there. I'm telling you this because of experience. I've been there in both situations. And I've seen, in the situation where I'm driving, especially where I've seen this, I don't like the character that I see myself demonstrating in those moments when somebody is rude or treats me ill while in traffic. I don't like the character that I see. But what's being exposed is the true character that is in me. Now, that doesn't mean that's who I'm always going to be. It just means that that exposes that I am, as Paul's already shown us here, I'm choosing to live not according to the nature of Christ that is in me, but I'm making a choice to not allow that nature of Christ to work through me, but I'm making the choice to give myself and yield myself to the nature of the flesh. Every one of us is spirit, soul, and body. The spirit, given that we're saved in Jesus Christ, my spirit is now tied with the Holy Spirit in me, my spirit is now tied into the spiritual realm, into the presence of God. But because I'm also living in this world, in this fallen world, and I'm dwelling in this body of flesh, there is this body, this flesh, that ties me to the natural world. I get to make the choice, and that's what my soul does. I get to make the choice. Am I going to live according to the nature of Christ that is in me, or am I going to live according to the nature of the flesh, which I am in? What's my choice going to be? See, in those instances when I'm driving and I yield to the anger and I yield to the harsh words or the overly aggressive honking of the horn or doing something to retaliate, I'm demonstrating that my character, now my character can change. I can develop my character. It comes down to a choice, truly. But that demonstrates if I'm choosing to live according to the nature of Christ that is in me or live according to the flesh. That's my choice. And when I realize that and I see that exposed, then I have to make a decision. And the good news is I can make that decision. That is my daily choice. You know, as I'm sharing all this, if you think to yourself, yeah, I'm not really proud of the things that I do in the car when someone is rude to me, or I'm not really proud of how I've responded on social media, or whatever other evidence there might be that shows you what your character is, don't bring yourself down and don't condemn yourself because of it. The point is not to condemn. I don't condemn myself when I see those things, but it's the nature or it's the character, it's my character that's on display. And it gives me an opportunity not to condemn myself, but it exposes to me what my character is. And if there's a weakness in my character, I can then correct it by the decisions, the choices that I make. And Paul is telling us that we can live according to that nature. So here's the character that Paul is saying that we should have. Our character should be to bless those who persecute you. So if somebody is doing something, what does persecution mean? Well, in the Amplified Bible, it defines it pretty clearly for us. Bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude towards you. So that means it's not even necessarily what they say. It can even be in their attitude towards you. If they are demonstrating cruelty, even in their attitude, what do you do in response? Because Paul's letting us know that we are to bless those who have the wrong attitude and are cruel towards us. I know that's not the way our culture is, and I know that's certainly not what we see on display. Anytime there's a presidential election year, you see the exact opposite of this across the board. We see this demonstrated. But it's an excellent reminder to us of what our character should be and the choice of the nature that we are going to live. Bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitudes toward you. Bless and do not curse. If somebody cuts you off, for those of you who have listened to Yes FM for a long time, you may remember that Vonda and I used to do the morning show together for a number of years, and that's been a number of years ago. But I remember one of the things that Vonda, I'd never forgotten this, she said that if she was driving and somebody rudely cut her off, she just imagined that they had some kind of physical emergency or had to get to the bathroom very quickly, and then she wasn't angry at them. She had empathy for them. So it's a choice that we make. But here's the point. When somebody is rude to you, our nature needs to be the nature of Christ, which is not to be walked over, but it says that we bless them. We consider them and their needs. The question should become, why are they like that? What is it that's caused them to be that way? I used to work for, not at this station, but a station I worked at previously. I worked with a person who was just an unhappy person. And she made everybody around her unhappy and miserable. And everybody was always angry at her, and she was always angry at them. And it was easy to get angry at her, but at one point I had to stop and say, well, what is it that's causing her to be that angry? And when I could see the grief and the hurt and the heartache and the disappointment and the history of hurt, I could see why this was is what was coming out. And rather than having anger towards her, I then had empathy and a heart of compassion for her. And so then my words were not words of cursing, but the words were words of blessing, and you wanted to help that person. This is the heart of Jesus Christ. And if we will live according to this, you will see people's lives set free. You'll see people drawn to Jesus Christ. When you bless those who persecute you, when you bless those who have cruel attitudes towards you, when you bless them and don't curse them, they see that, and it allows the Holy Spirit to operate into their lives to bring them to a place of deliverance and freedom and liberty. It brings them to a place to see the true nature of Jesus Christ, which they will respond to and they need to respond to. So verse number 14 of Romans chapter 12, read that today and just apply it to yourself and see, how does this apply to me? Because as we bless and not curse, it is going to free up the Holy Spirit to bring freedom and liberty into the lives of others. That's our desire. Jesus, we thank you and praise you for your goodness, your truth, and your word. In your power, Holy Spirit, we will live according to these standards to glorify you in your name, Jesus. Amen.